إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the last part of this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we have been talking about, two ayat actually, mentioning the importance of dhikr and the importance of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us with respect to connecting with Him and taking His help. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Yesterday I mentioned the importance of and the meaning of sabr, and today let us see the meaning of salah. Now salah is in two ways. One is the linguistic meaning, which is dua, and the other is the technical meaning, which is the fard salah, and then similarly the nawafil and so on that we pray, and this refers to both. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned sabr and salah. And as we said yesterday, sabr is persistence, it is perseverance, it is steadfastness. Steadfastness also is a better translation than patience of the word sabr. But in my view, I think perseverance is probably the best one, because steadfastness also has some element of sticking in one place, which is also important in certain cases, but I prefer the analogy of movement forward, which is what we need to do. So going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole issue of the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idea is not to sit on the path, is to walk on the path, is to keep moving forward on this path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sabr wa salah. Now if you think about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said this the other way around, and Allah could have said, ista'inu bi salati wa sabr, take the help of salah and sabr. But Allah did not say that. Allah said, ista'inu bi sabri wa salah, take the help of sabr and then salah. Now it means also that therefore there is a logic in the sequence of the things that we need to do when we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spiritual difficulties, or whether it's the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in material difficulties, there is a logic in the sequence of things that we need to do in order to get this help. And the first of that sequence is sabr. The first of that sequence is perseverance, persistence, generating alternatives, making effort. Without that effort, nothing else will happen. Salah, either in the meaning of dua or in the meaning of prayer itself, by itself, without being preceded by effort, doesn't work. And there is no instance from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is our practical tafsir of the Quran, which shows that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever made any dua without making effort first. If you take his dua at the dua of Taif, it was made after the journey to Taif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make this dua before going to Taif. The dua of Taif was made after the journey, after going through the difficulties and so on and so forth of that whole story of Taif. This was done after that. Similarly, the dua of Badr was done after making all the arrangements and preparing completely as far as he could prepare for the battle of Badr, which was to come. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua for victory in the battle of Badr, and so on in every other place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always made dua after first making the effort. Now question is, if you made the effort, then why the dua? The reason is, I always say this, that dua is to put our perspective and to put our focus back in line. One of the outcomes of effort, and anyone who is a high achiever will know this from his own life, any effort, especially if that effort results in success and most high achievers are people who have a reasonable amount of success. I mean, in the sense of they may not be successful all the time. Nobody is successful all the time. But most of the time they are successful. That's how they are high achievers. They do not fail that much. I mean, they may fail once or twice, but they don't fail all the time. And wherever they fail, also they learn. But one of the fallouts of that kind of profile, where you have worked very hard, you have planned well, you have executed those plans, and you have succeeded. One of the fallouts of that is a feeling of arrogance, is a feeling that I am doing things and my effort is successful and I am a successful person and I cannot fail and I am a winner and so on and so on. And your society and your followers and your people around you, your friends and so on and so forth, all of them unwittingly reinforce this image. So wherever you go, you will get accolades, and you will get people will praise you, and so on and so on. Just 2 days ago, one of my friends, he's a Hindu guy called Harish Rai Chandani, who's the CEO of a consulting company. He has been asking me to go and to visit his company and talk to his consultant. So there were 20-30 consultants, all in almost the same line of work as me, which is leadership development. So I went 2 days ago, I went to his company. Now he then wrote out a piece, and the title of the piece is Celebrating Yavar. And he wrote this whole thing about my visit there and what I did and so on and so on. And he put excerpts from my book in it and so on. All of it very nice, alhamdulillah. And this is coming from that entire batch of 20 people. There was only one single Muslim girl in that, Muslim woman. That's it. Otherwise, everybody else is a Hindu. And alhamdulillah, the way I was received, the respect and so on is amazing. I mean, it's alhamdulillah, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now, the reason I'm giving this example is it's very easy to get carried away by this. It's very easy to get carried away and say, oh, see, this is where I have reached and this is what I have arrived and so on. And this is where the salah after sabr comes to your rescue, in rescuing yourself from arrogance, in rescuing you, bringing you back onto the line to say that nothing that you did could have made any difference without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. That is the reason why after making all the effort, you stand in salah and you say, effectively, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You say that no one can do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. And that's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did also in his dua, where he said, Ya Allah, if you do not help, we cannot succeed. So, and this is the meaning of tawakkul. And that's why I always say tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. The tawheed of the tongue is the kalima. The tawheed of the heart is tawakkul. To know that things happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them happen. One of our shuyukh is to say, ke kaam ko ek jagah se hota hua dekhte huye ye jane ke wahan se nahi ho raha hai aur Allah kar raha hai. Kaam ke nahi hona se nahi. Kaam ko ek jagah se hota hua dekhte huye ye jane ke kaam wahan se nahi ho raha hai aur Allah kar raha hai. To see something happening from a particular source, to see it happening. So I made the effort. I set up this company, I did this, I did that, I did what not. To see that effort succeeding thanks to your efforts, thanks to whatever you did. To see that, but know that that is not where the success is coming from. The success is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is doing it, that you are not doing it. Yeah? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing it. And this is the meaning of tawakkul. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does and we do not do. This is the meaning of tawakkul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to this. But this particular one. Now therefore, if you say, well, if Allah does, why must I do anything? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do it this way. Because both of these are the two contrary questions. One is, if I am doing everything, then why do I need anyone else? My effort succeeded. So that's one issue. And the other one is to say that if Allah is going to do, then why must I do anything? This is where Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the famous story where he came to the masjid at a time which was not a time for salah, and he saw some people sitting there. He said, why are you here? Why are you not out working? And he said, Nahanu mutawakkilun, we are people who have tawakkul on Allah. So then Umar chased them out and he said, get out. He said, Allah does not send down dirham and dinar from the heavens. You have to go work for it. So go. He said, go, get out of here, go and work. Now, that shows what? That shows that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is practicing the meaning of this ayah. Sabri wa salah. Go and make the effort. Go and make the effort and then stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, all of this effort of mine is worthless if you do not help me. And your help has to come, your help must come. Even the effort that I am doing is because of your guidance. If you had not given the guidance, I could not have done the effort. You have to guide me and you have to take me forward. This is the whole meaning of Sabri wa Salah. So the Salah, of course, obviously refers to the Fard Salah, because that is the first and foremost thing, and that is the technical meaning of Salah. So anyone who simply says Salah means Dua, therefore I do not have to pray, is a completely ignorant person. He does not understand what he is saying. So we are not talking about that. It refers to the Fard Salah, it refers to the Nawafil, it refers to Tahajjud and so on. But it also refers to Dua, which is also the meaning of Salah. And that is something which comes after the effort. So, bisabri wa salah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bisabri wa salah. And then, what is the reward of this? We began by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fadhkuruni azkurukum. Allah gave a hukum and showed the reward. Here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing a method, and then Allah is saying, telling us the reward. What's the reward? Inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who do sabr. I have mentioned this before. Allah did not say Allah will help them. Allah did not say Allah will give them this sawab or that sawab. Allah said Allah is with the sabirin. Now there is a huge difference between the promise of help and the ma'iyat, the person who is helping being with you. The promise of help at the end of it is always limited to whatever the promise was. But when the person who is helping you, when in this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla, he says, Allah says, I am with you. Now what is the extent of this help then? There's no limit to that. Because Allah says, I am with you. Right? So even if you go, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, we do not give the example of Allah, but if you go to somebody and you say, can you please help me? The person says, okay, here is some money, here is this. And the person says, okay, I'll come with you. Let's see, what is to be done. Now see the difference of these two things. If someone who is powerful is offering you some help or is giving you some resource, that is one help. But if that powerful person, if that is the king or that is the ruler or whoever, if he says, I am coming with you, come. Let's go, see what needs to be done. There is no limit to what can be done, because the ruler himself is with you. He is walking beside you, he holds your hand and he tells you, tell me what is it that needs to be done. Now in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah said, Inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who do sabr. So the sabr and salah is the secret of success, and this is what I call tawakkul, which I call the tawheed of the heart. So on the first part we started with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we end with actual action. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala results in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning us within himself and on his arsh. And here is the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is with us inshaAllah when we do sabr wa salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ma'iyat, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his zikr, and to keep his zikr in our hearts alive all our lives, and to take us in the state of zikr. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.